This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 181. Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Ray, and a very tired Ray.
Very tired Ray.
Yeah.
I can say one thing about being sick. My voice gets deeper.
Really?
I just wish it'd stay like this all the time.
A lot sexier or something.
Well, it sounds deeper. I know one time I got real sick and my voice got real deep. And John was like, okay, you can't get better. You're just going to sit there and talk to me all night.
So. Oh, hot. That is so hot. Yeah, all night. But what happened? Is it because of your trip to Galveston?
No, I've had this crud that's going around Houston, and I think it's been making its way around the United States, but it's like a head cold, and then some people it moves into a chest cold, and you just can't get rid of it. I've been fighting it for almost a month now.
Really? Is that bad, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I know Mr. Patrick had to go get antibiotics for his, so.
Yeah, I think he's better now, but now it's attacking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, soon probably John. No, don't give it to me. No, I won't get to see you until next week probably because this coming weekend I'll be in New
Mardi
Orleans.
Gras.
Mardi Gras. Should be exciting.
Hopefully it'll be better than Galveston Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell me about Mardi Gras in Galveston.
It was okay. It was just cold. I mean, it was so freaking cold down there. We didn't even get out and go to any of the parades because we did our little stuff for Bear Watch, checking in with the bar, make sure everything was set up with that on our little excursion. And then we went to the hotel, made sure everything was set with them, and got a bunch of plus stuff, you know, making sure everything's checked off, you know.
It's going
to
be in the same place, right?
Same hotel, yeah, in at the water park. And we have a new host bar. It's called Groove Bar,
is
right behind where the Undercurrent used to be. The Undercurrent was sold and is now called Bikini Bar. And it is a straight bar.
It's a straight bar now?
Yes. So.
Wow.
So, but there's a bar that opened up right on the street behind it called Groove Bar.
We're talking about the two-story
Undercurrent. Yeah, two-story Undercurrent, yep.
And it's now a straight bar. What a waste. Yep. That's a nice place to do parties or to do a run.
Yeah, so, but, you know, Galveston's a small place, and it's hard to keep, you know, that's a lot of place to heat and cool and, you know, keep people in the door. Apparently, they opened it up as a straight bar, and it's been packed nonstop since then. Since probably about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a $10 cover to get in if you're under 21 and $5 if you're over 21. So
there's a difference. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, under 21, they can't say alcohol, so they got to charge you at the door. So, you know, at least that's what I was told when we were down there. So I'm like, you know, straight people got money to burn, I guess.
Yeah. So that's Galveston for you guys. Yeah, I was talking to Wayne yesterday or today even. They said that it really sucked. They should have just stayed home. You guys should have just stayed in town.
Yeah. So it was, you know, and the and Groove Bar is a nice little bar, and they were having a Mardi Gras party down there, and they'd brought in we saw an interesting group. I think they were called the Boys of San Antonio.
The Boys of San Antonio.
Yeah, and it's this group of guys, and it's, you know how drag queens would get up and get in drag and perform. Well, these guys were just straight male drag doing male songs. I mean, there was this one kid, and he was pretty good at lip-syncing top songs like Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. They had a whole bunch of songs, and they had dance routines worked out for them. So they were pretty good. I enjoyed watching them. And then, of course, they had strippers down there, and I was all excited. I said, okay, you know, at least I'll get something new, something out of this, you know.
Leave it to Ray for the strippers.
You know, some little boys running around half-naked. It's the same boys from Tony's.
Really?
It was Bobby and Gabriel. I know.
Oh, like they went all the way down to Galveston. The same strippers from Tony's Corner Pocket.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So
they go around.
But I mean, it's okay, Tom. Mm-hmm. We ran some people down there. Derek was down there. Hector and Hector's boyfriend. I never got to actually talk to him. Mm-hmm. But I talked to Hector and Derek, and they were there. So, yeah, there were some Houston people, other Houston people there. So,
You went there, and you stayed there overnight.
Yes, we stayed in there for a night. Well, you know, the thought was to go down there and have a good time, but it was so cold, it was kind of hard to have a good time and, you know, get out and do anything. So,
Mardi Gras in New Orleans is still the best. Well, so far, that's the only Mardi Gras I've gone to. And, so that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to fly there this coming Friday night and then stay there until Tuesday. I'll fly back on Wednesday morning. So I'm excited about that. I'll get to see Mike again.
Yeah. Just in time for Louis.
Just in time for Louis. That's right.
Yep.
And are you guys ready? Are you guys ready with your skit?
I guess so. I sent out an email today. I said, when are we going to rehearse? And they said, oh, yeah, I guess we need to do that. I'm like, yeah. It's only less than 10 days away, 11 days away, something like that. So looks like we're going to have a rehearsal Sunday before the beer bust at Tony's Corner Pocket. So.
Oh, that's right. It's a Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right. Super Bowl Sunday. We also kick off our first beer bust.
Beer bust ever
in Houston. So let's see how it goes. Out there, come join us Sunday from 3 to 7 at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Yeah.
Super Bowl game kicks off at 5:05, I think. Mm-hmm. And we have a giant inflatable screen to project the game on outside.
Inflatable screen.
Yes. We got a 12-foot inflatable screen to put outside. Okay. Well, we got it actually to use for bear watch, but we're going to test it out at the Super Bowl game and see what we can do with
it. I hope it works. It would suck if it won't.
Well, I think the screen, I don't have a problem with the screen. I think getting everything wired up outside on the patio to work is going to be the interesting technical problem. So, but me and Carlos are going to go try to work that out some point this week. So.
Yeah, I guess it should work. Is this going to be a projector thing?
Okay. Yeah, it's a projector. So.
All right. I won't be there, but I'll be watching the Super Bowl, maybe. Or probably.
I guarantee you Mike is going to have you there watching the Super Bowl. Yeah, you might not probably be watching it, but Mike's going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Well, I do plan to catch some beads at the parade, so we'll see what happens.
What do you have to do to get beads in New Orleans?
I have to show my dick. No, I don't. I don't have to. No, if you're in the family area, you know, the on Canal Street or, you know, not on the Bourbon Street itself. They don't have parades there. But on Canal Street, yeah, you can just catch beads from there. That's what I'm gonna do. So, I'm sorry about that. I won't be showing anything.
If anybody's in Mardi Gras, if you catch Maynard flashing anybody, I want pictures. We need blackmail pictures. I'll post them all over Flickr so everybody can see them.
Pics or it did not happen. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so any movies that you guys did this weekend or last weekend?
We were supposed to go see Untraceable and ended up having a flat tire and missed it. So
I want to watch that. It's pretty cool. I think it's interesting.
Did we talk about Cloverfield?
We talked about not yet. We got to do some. We're going to. Not too much, I think. But maybe we can do some spoilers a bit. Not really spoilers, but some observations. You saw it, right? We haven't discussed it. So, yeah, we can discuss it. Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, any of y'all that go see it, if you have any problem with motion sickness, take you some Dramamine. Because it is worse than Blair Witch Project ever thought about being. I mean, the camera didn't stop shaking from the time it got going until the time it ended. So. Actually, we brought up the movie last night in class. We were talking about editing techniques, you know, about when you put crossfades in and stuff like that. And we were talking about Cloverfield. And I said, well, there's a fade in and a fade out. And that's the only phase in the movie. Everything else is bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Which builds that suspense. So that was pretty interesting.
It's pretty cool. It's like Children of Men. One continuous flow. One camera shot throughout the...
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, I'm sure. It's not, yeah. I mean, if this camera actually did what it did to actually film this movie, I don't think there's a camera that exists that does it, because it recorded for 8 hours on a battery pack.
Yeah, we should talk about that. A lot of those, an SD card cannot record that way. It says there in the first beginning, it says SD card.
I don't think there are professional digital cameras out there that will record that long.
Yeah, so, no, I don't
but,
think
I mean,
so
it's either. That whole movie thing that... suspension of disbelief thing that they can get away with, that, mm-hmm. you know, somebody took this camera, all this stuff actually happened to them, they survived it, camera survived it. I will give this one spoiler alert, this one spoiler, and here's a spoiler alert for it. Mm-hmm. At the end, there's a nuclear bomb set off.
Really?
Yeah. And if they're recording this on digital tape, why didn't the digital tape get erased from the...
radiation or whatever.
Well, from the magnetic, from the electronic pulse that the bomb puts off. So, but hey, you know, it's that whole Williams. But other than that, the movie was a good movie. I mean, yeah. I enjoyed it. Things were kind of believable. The monster, you know, this one of those, you know, the monsters they had in there was kind of, okay. At least, it, you know, it wasn't Martha or Godzilla, but it's kind of like that.
It's kind of Godzilla-ish. Yeah. Same thing, you know, New York. You know, it happens in New York, and it's got some critters crawling around. It's the same. And there's a cameraman. Yeah, it's very much like Godzilla.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it because it's a continuous film. You know, it's almost like a Blair Witch Project. And in the end, I like the way it ended because it posed more questions. It's like a classic sci-fi wherein you end up asking more questions and theorizing what's happening. Because when I was watching it, I was the very back of the theater, and people were when it ended, people stood up saying, you know, so what the hell was that? What the hell was that? That's the point. You don't need to know. I was thinking, you don't need to know what that is. If there's going to be a sequel, I think it would suck because, maybe it would answer some questions, but. Hey, it's something that some kind of a classic sci-fi that people can think about and theorize. People will be talking about it all the time. So, yeah. But, you know, people are theorizing. So that I really liked it. Yeah, I was satisfied by it. People didn't like it because it's not a Hollywood ending. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a typical J.J. Abrams film, I think. So. Because he was the producer on it, so I'm sure he had his little hands in the middle of all of it. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, there's this guy in the when they were filming on the bridge, there was another guy. I heard this. Somebody told me about this. There was another guy filming, and you know the Cloverfield, the camera took a shot of that guy, and there's somebody else filming, and they say that's going to be the sequel.
Hmm. Might be. It might be interesting to see because, you know, some of the characters kind of get lost and there's no real answer if they died or what really happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you assume that they were killed or something.
Yeah, probably.
But, you know, it'd be interesting to see. And they might do like two or three different takes of what actually happened. So,
yeah, it should be exciting. Well, if there's going to be a sequel, I guess it would just take off from where it came from. Or maybe, like I said, the other cameraman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other cameraman. And there was a part there, they were saying, somewhere I read, that there's a part there that there's when they were at the Coney Island, and there was a film, that something fell in the water. And that's supposed to be something, something to do with the creature, so...
They were at Coney Island. Yeah, well, you know, the whole thing was supposedly taped over that guy and the girl and the two lead characters, their date that they had where they're actually hooked up.
Yeah. And an SD card doesn't work that way. Yeah. So it's continuous like that. It's got to be tape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only a
tape. And it's basically they recorded over it. But, you know, I wasn't paying. By that time, I was so sick, it really didn't matter. You know, and a couple other people in our group got so sick they had to actually get up and go throw up. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good movie. I'd suggest people go see it. So just take your Dramamine.
Yeah, just watch it. If you guys are gonna watch it, just relax and sit at the very back. Okay, so speaking of movies, I watched a movie myself. Meet the Spartans. Okay,
the spoof of 300.
It's a spoof of 300. If you guys think that 300 is already gay, this one they made it even gayer. Okay. So they do high fives with women, and the men French kiss each other. So that's that's what I saw there. You know, they make it more gay and a bit funnier. And they were in the pit, you know, where the bottomless pit. They would kick off I guess I'm going to spoil it because I don't know if you guys are going to watch it. So it's a brainless fun. It's brainless laugh, something to giggle about. Yeah. But it's something that you might not want to watch on the theater. Maybe just watch it. Wait for it on regular TV. So the lead actor was kicking American Idol judges, Ellen DeGeneres lookalike, and who else? Dane Cook lookalike. He was kicking, pushing him off of the pit. So anyway, so it's really brainless fun. Oh, Kevin Sorbo was there. Kevin Sorbo from Hercules.
Hercules, Hercules,
yeah.
Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules. Yeah, he's one of the supporting actors, and he was making out with the guy with the guy playing Leonidas. But well, that part.
Well, see, I never thought Kevin Sorbo was that cute. I mean, he had a nice body, but I just never got into his face.
He does look good though. Yeah, he still looks good, buff and everything, a little thinner. But he's not your type. You don't like him. He's wearing a full beard in that shirt.
Never did anything for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Meet the Spartans. Don't watch it, guys. Just wait for it on TV. I just wanted to do something last Sunday, so I want to do something. Okay, so you have something there. Something coming up. They have a preview. Jumper. Yeah.
With somebody that I do like a lot, Christian Hayden, is in the lead role. Let's see. What do y'all want to know about Jumper? It's that it looks like it's a very cool movie. I'll give you a basic plot line from the Internet Movie Database. So it's short and sweet.
Okay.
A genetic anomaly allows a young man to teleport himself anywhere. He discovers this gift has existed for centuries and finds himself in a war that has been raging for thousands of years between jumpers and those who have sworn to kill them. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, so it's like Nightcrawler. Without the smoke and without the blue skin and prehensile tail and arms, whatever. He's not much of an acrobat, but it's really like a Nightcrawler, just teleporting from any place in the earth.
Yeah. And the kid, I think it starts off when he's a young teenager and he realizes he has the ability. Mm-hmm. And it basically follows him into adulthood. But I think he goes and starts robbing banks and stuff and starts living that way, you know, as kind of as a criminal. Probably kind of as a Robin Hood type thing, I get a feeling so.
Yeah.
But it has a pretty good cast. It has Hayden Christian as Davy, who's the lead. Samuel L. Jackson. So they're back together. I think that's kind of funny that the two of them are in this, and they were in Star Wars together too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's why, okay, Star Wars. Mace Windu and what's his name? Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
So, and they're after each other again.
After each other again.
Which reminds me. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to bring that up. Anyway, so
Jamie Bell's in this movie, who was who was Billy Elliot.
Oh, okay, Billy Elliot. I've seen Billy Elliot.
Kid that was dancing. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was in King Kong. That's the two big movies he's been in. Mm-hmm. But he's had a pretty good career. Tom Huckle, of all people. I worked with Tom Huckle before because he went to North Carolina School of the Arts and got kicked out.
Really?
Yeah.
And now he's an actor?
He's an actor, yeah. And his big thing, his
you
big...
used to be in school with him?
Well, no, he got kicked out before I got there, but he'd come to the school all the time and hang out with friends of his.
Oh, okay.
But he was got his big start in the movies as Amadeus.
Okay.
Remember
wow.
Falco's Rock Me Amadeus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got that from watching the movie that Tom Huckle was in. So
almost a touch of celebrity there. You almost did. Wow. Anyway, so is that it? That's it for Jumper?
I'm trying to think. Is anybody else in here that's
striking? Yeah, anyway. Okay, just going back to that Star Wars, I just thought of something. Do you think Mace Windu is still alive?
I think so.
You think so? I think so. There's got to be a storyline brewing.
Well, even in the books, and I'm sure somebody's already written a story about it, of Luke running into Mace Windu. But even in the books, in all the book series I did, they would occasionally run into former Jedis.
Mm-hmm.
that were heading out. And I remember in one book that Luke ran into one woman, and she just kind of went mad because she had run and hid from the Emperor instead of standing up and fighting, and all her comrades had got killed. So it kind of drove her crazy. So I remember that was in one of the books. I can't remember which one it was, since it's so long ago that I read it. So
yeah. But yeah, anyway, I was just thinking, Mace Windu's got to be alive. You know, he just cut off his arm, his hand only, and just blasted off of the building. But I'm quite sure he would survive a fall, right?
Well, I'm not surviving a fall, but you just never know.
You just never know. Maybe he escaped or something. Anyway,
supposedly Lucas is turning some of his stuff over in the Star Wars universe to do a TV show and a couple other things, so you never know what might happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, I'm going to move on. Let me see.
Oh, Jumper comes out February 14th, everybody.
Oh, I'll be in IBR. Well, should I talk about that? Just really quick. IBR, I'll be there on the 14th. Actually, I'll be flying there on Wednesday night and then meet with my brother. My brother is just moved to California. And just
I thought he was visiting California.
No, he's moving. So he's going to be there. I'm going to visit him and my mom, and they're going to be there. So,
is he gay? Does he have a mustache?
Yeah, he does have a mustache, and I don't know if he's gay yet.
When was the last time you saw him?
Oh, 2005.
Oh, so you haven't seen him in a couple of years. Where's he been living?
In Manila. Yeah, he's been living in Manila. He's been moving to California, so I'll get to see him.
Oh, so he's been living in Manila?
Yeah, in the Philippines, yeah. So now he's going to be there, and I wanted to see him. And it's just that he actually arrived a few days ago, last Monday. And
is he younger or older?
He's older. Yeah, he's my older. And this coming Friday, I can't go. I wanted to go as soon as possible. It's just that this coming weekend, I'll be in Mardi Gras. The next week is Louis. So the next nearest date is the next week would be Valentine's Day. I'll be there in San Francisco for Valentine's Day. I get to see
you should have brought him out from Mardi Gras.
I don't think so. Anyway, so I'm going to be there. Not really IBR, but I'm just going to be at the Eagle. And
Just happened to be at the Eagle.
Yeah, that's where the gig is. And Future Villain Band, I've been contacting Glenn from Future Villain Band. And he's going to be playing. We've been exchanging emails. He said that he was asking if I could film the gig there. So okay, I'll do it. I will take a video of their performance there at the Eagle. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's
and
it.
Later on after that, in the back room, Maynard to be tied down and ready.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. I'll bring my
Bring your whips. Mm-hmm. You don't need no lube. Just spit on it and hit it.
Spit? Who needs spit? Oh, we have a comment about that later. Okay, there's a comment about the. Dry fucking. Anyway, okay, so yeah, I'll be in San Francisco. If you guys are out, please do go to the Eagle on that Thursday and watch my friend's Future Villain Band, Glenn and Patrick. They're gonna play there. Okay, there's another article that I got. I think it came today or yesterday, I'm not so sure, but it's about cheeseburgers in a can. Have you read about this? Cheeseburger in a can.
I just saw the link that you sent me. I was looking at it earlier, and I was like, gross.
Yeah, it's gross. It's both the best and worst thing I've ever seen. It says here in Gizmodo, actually. So this is a cheeseburger in a can.
I guess it might be okay if it's the end of the world and, you know.
Yeah, if it's the last thing you're going to eat.
You're trying to grab food and it's the only thing you can eat. I'm sure it'd be incredible.
Yeah. It's the best but
right
thing,
now,
I guess.
Not so much.
So it says here, I honestly can't figure out how I feel about this. It's the greatest achievement of mankind thus far. You're right. Or is it an abomination of foodstuffs that deserves to be hucked back into the gaping maw of whatever food processing plant it was spewed from? So I don't think I would eat. Maybe I would try it once. Honestly, I would try it once just to see how it is. But to me, it's fear factor food. Would you try one, though? I mean, just out of curiosity?
Well, right now I'm on my diet, so I can't pretty much have anything. Right. So.
What a way out. Yeah. Just eat the meat part. Don't eat the bun. Well, that'll do. I think it's even a cheeseburger. So, yeah, it's just interesting. I'll put the link on the website. Maybe people can look at it and see how they react on the food. in Cannes. Actually, we have balut. You know, you've heard of that balut. I think they also have it in Cannes now. The aborted duck eggs. It's not fermented, but you know, they're already
beluga caviar.
No, it's the you know balut. It's the egg that this.
I know babaloo.
No, not babaloo. It's not in a shell. Talking about the duck egg, that's it's already grown inside, but it's an embryo only. And then you get to after 14 days, and then after 14 days when it's already an embryo, then you cook it and then you eat it. That's another kind of fear factor.
And what part of the world is that from?
From the Philippines. It's called balut.
That's crazy.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's, next thing, you'll be cutting pig intestines out and frying them.
Oh, yeah, we do that too. That was good too. That's delicious. Fear factor food. Okay, so how long are we going? 26 minutes. Okay, we can go on with some. Do you have anything else? Because we have some listener feedback and stuff.
Nope.
Okay, we're going to go to some emails that I've been receiving. Let's start with Big Nug.
Ooh, can I read that one?
Okay, go ahead. Do you have it?
Yeah. He sent it. I've been working, me and Tony have been trying to find him a good place to perform here in Houston, and luckily they found one that's going to work out for him, so that should be pretty good. Big Nug and his whole crew will be here in Houston Thursday, April 17th at 9 p.m. It is Super Happy Funland, which is located actually not too far from where I live.
Where the hell is Super Happy Funland?
I don't know. I Googled it and found it and found the website for it, and it looks like somebody's basement garage, but
really?
We'll see.
Okay.
So, but, you know, they had a bunch of bands in there. So, you know, hey, they got sound equipment and they got lighting. Hey, you know, whatever works.
Superhappyfunland.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go check that out. But, Jose, we look forward to seeing you. If you need anything else, you know, give us a holler. We'll put it on the calendar and try to get some people interested in coming.
Yeah. And he's also going to be at Bearpalooza, Bearpalooza tour in May. And that's what he wanted to announce. So, yeah, check it out, bearpalooza.com. Right now, I think they're going to do a tour, and he's going to go, and Big Nug's going to be there too. So, yeah. I'm waiting for some promo stuff from him. So, okay. You'll hear more. You guys, everyone out there, you'll hear more about the Big Nug in the show. Yeah. Okay, so what else? An email from Brent Marchant. He's the author of Get the Picture. He was a guest here in the show a few months ago. And he says here, "Dear everyone, just wanted to let you know that I'm being interviewed about my book on a late-night radio talk show this weekend. And as long as you're willing to stay up a little late, I think it's going to be this Friday, you should be able to hear it live. This coming Friday night, it's going to be early Saturday morning, actually, probably. What time is it? 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. I'll be a guest on a program called Holder Tonight, a late-night talk show hosted by veteran radio anchor Peter Anthony Holder. The show features a variety of interviews, particularly with guests in the arts and entertainment fields such as actors, directors, and authors. So it originates in Montreal and runs from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. So if you guys go to cjad.com, cjad.com, and you can have a Listen Now tab there, you can check it out. So, yeah, I'll put the link on the website, some info about this website. So you guys can listen to Brent Marchant being interviewed. Yeah, he was a guest here on the show, and I guess he's doing good with his book. Yeah. Okay, what else?
You got to go see Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He lost a lot of weight. Did you see the picture?
No, I haven't
seen the picture. It's on the front page. He's 50 pounds lighter. Yeah, I talked about this at 179. And, yeah, he really looked sickly. And he looked drunk that night. But I guess he was okay. He's pretty cool. He's okay. And we got some...
That's him in the picture?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Oh, my God. Am I going to look that bad when I lose that much weight?
He lost his bear card.
God, I hope not. Okay. I'll have to show. I'll have to show that to John and see if I can get his reaction here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see. Can you get him there? Are you gonna ask
hey, John.
Him?
John.
John.
John. You know who that is? That is Larry the Cable Guy. Did you hear that?
What did he say?
Did you hear that?
No. What did he
said,
say?
He said, God, he looks awful.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what can I say? He lost a lot of weight, but he still has that, you know, sudden twang or whatever you call it.
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got some listener feedback about that. Let's read some from Marvin, actually. Marvin from Ursus at Large, ursusatlarge.com podcast. So he says here, hey, Nard, wow, I didn't even recognize that as Larry the Cable Guy. He has lost a lot of weight. He's no longer hot to me anymore. Well, yeah. For some people, I'm sure he is still. But I myself, no. You know, when it comes to preferences, yeah, he lost. He kind of subtracted some. He lost some bear points. Anyway, I would have fucked him. But now, forget it, he says. As far as his comedy goes, I've never really heard his uncensored stuff much. But I've heard that he has some pretty homophobic stuff in his act. And I stress the word act, which is true. That's what I was saying in 179. It's more like, you know, him playing as the redneck, you know. Because if he was as a redneck as he plays himself off to be, he wouldn't be the star he is. That's true. If he doesn't play that act, he won't be paid millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. And I think he is playing to his audience, but that doesn't make it right. Yeah, that's true. So if I fucked him, it would be a grudge fuck with watered down lube to teach him a lesson. But oh god! But he likes rough ride. Yeah, but I bet he likes a rough ride anyway. So those
well,
Latin
he looks
types
like he's been rode hard and put it wet in that picture.
Yeah, yeah, he's got ridden off really hard, I guess. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, he keeps apologizing whenever he makes a bad joke, like something about gays or something about you know, special people or retarded people, that he would say, sorry about that if I said use that word. Yeah, he keeps apologizing, though, you know, just
well, that's just part of his act. Cause
it's
he's
part of his act.
Entire, yeah,
yeah, so. He's part of his act. So it's just interesting that I would read that people would react bad about it, but I understand because he's just really playing it. I think he's really a nice guy at backstage. So yeah. I don't know. People have opinions.
How'd you get backstage? Who'd you blow?
I didn't. I just walked to the backstage. Not really backstage, but you know, behind outside whenever there's a gate and people before they ride their stretch limos, and you would call on to him, you know, hey Larry, you know, and then he came out and signed some autographs and I took that picture.
Yeah.
With him. So yeah, that's episode 179.
We're up to 179 already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very soon, maybe by the time TBRU comes, it's going to be one, but probably 200 there. I'm not sure. I actually calculated this January. I think we're doing 10 episodes already.
I know we got to slow down. I was looking at that, like, my God, Maynard, in 2 weeks you put out like 4 episodes. Slow down, man.
I don't know. Just so many things happening. Just so many things happening. Okay, well, let's go on with more. Listener feedback. Our friend, let me see. Oh, Gary. You know, we ate dinner with him last Thursday at Vieng Thai, which is pretty good. Anyway, he listened to episode 177. He said that great show, guys. Dr. John made a lot of valid points. Remember Dr. John? Yeah, he'd be a great guest to have back from time to time. Would have been a good Valentine's show, but I'm sure you have something amazingly romantic planned for that. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town, so I don't think we're going to do any recording.
Yeah, Maynard's so romantic, let me tell you.
Well, we'll probably do something. Actually, that time, that's the week, we have to record. It's a show. We're going to be
Maynard,
in,
I lost you.
Can you hear me? I can hear you. You're pretty loud. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Are you on? Okay, he's
I'm
back.
On.
Ray's back. What happened?
Just died, and then I called you back, and it said, and this woman in this very nice English voice came on and said, the person you are trying to reach is currently not unavailable. And I was like, oh.
Freaking Skype. Anyway, yeah, so going back to that comment, Gary, we'll probably schedule something with Dr. Jen, because he really is a doctor and he works during the day. Yeah. And we can only schedule him on a weekend, Saturday or Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So
it's we have to work out something with him on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to have another episode with him probably, or a few more in the future. He's really nice. I had a lot of comments about his when he was a guest. It's really good. It's really good to have a Dr. John in the show. We'll have him in the future, but I don't think it's going to be on a Valentine's Day because we're all kind of busy.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, we're going to be in Louis, so we'll be doing a Louis show. So it's going to be romantic in that kind of sense, I guess. That's going to be our Louis weekend wrap up. We're going to do that. Okay, so more feedback from PJ Sauyo. Is that how it is? I think he lives in California. I'm not sure. He didn't leave a message where he is. Anyway, so he's referring to the psychic bear that I posted, that he's cute. He's really cute. He says, so yeah, he is cute. I don't know if you see it in the front page. The psychic bear, I was talking about it in a previous show, about a psychic bear who can read thoughts. So anyway, one more. Oh, okay. This is something that you might want to chime in. It's this email from Marlon May from FantasticDimensions.com. If you like science fiction, fantasy, or horror, you should definitely check out Gay Lexicon. Gay Lexicon 2008 in DC. So if you go to gaylexicon2008.org or Gay Lexicon 2009 in Minneapolis, no website yet. Okay, so this is a response to episode 178 when we were geeking out on a lot of stuff. Remember, Ray? So yeah, did you look at the website, Ray? Ray, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I was coughing up along.
You were coughing up along.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should. I was saying, and I was talking to a dead mic. I was saying, yeah, we need to go to DC in the fall.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, so yeah, we need to go to DC. Okay, did you look at the website?
Yes, I saw that, and I was like,
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Gay Lexicon 2008. Thank you for the post, Marlon. Yeah, we'll probably put it in the website.
Yeah, maybe we need to contact those guys and have them on the show.
We should have them on the show. Bears. Yeah, geeky guys. We can geeky gay people. Yeah, that'd be awesome. They're going to have Jeff Ryman and Alicia Austin. Who are those? I don't know them.
I don't know. I can't keep up anymore.
Can't keep up anymore?
There's so many gay writers and stuff going on.
One is an author and one is an artist.
The guy's the author and the female's the artist. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably elaborate on that. We'll try to get people from Gay Lexicon. We'll see.
Yeah. And if any of the listeners are in the Lambda Science Fiction Clubs, let us know. We'd like to know more about that. It sounds pretty cool because I don't think there's one here
post
in Houston.
Post a comment here on the website at bearpodcast.com on this episode so we can, if you have any info about it. If you guys have gone to Gay Lexicon, it's like Gay Laxative. It sounds like Gay Lexicon. Gay Lexicon, sorry. Gay Lexicon 2008. Yeah, so we'll see if we can... contact them. If any of you guys listening, if you have been to Gay Lexicon in DC or are going to go to the DC one in October, then let us know. So maybe you can tell us about it, more about it. And you can, maybe you can leave a voice message, 206-222-BEAR. Okay. All right. So I guess that's it. Do you have anything else?
No, not that I know of.
Let me see. I'm checking if we still
shout have outs. Any. You got any shout outs?
Let me see. Birthday. I'm trying. Yeah, go ahead first. I'm trying to recall.
Okay. I'll give another shout out to Ryan, my new best friend in Toronto. I found out that he actually is into television and taping and video editing and all that good stuff. And we kind of had a full little geek session last night after I got home from school. So on Instant Messenger. So it's cool. So Ryan, thanks for filling me in. Now I got somebody to talk to about all my woes and fun stuff with cameras and video editing and all that kind of fun stuff. So
oh, good. We have someone to collaborate. You can collaborate with.
I know.
Yeah. I'm trying to see who else I'm gonna greet. Well, people from the letter. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, I have to read some comments from about the episode 179. Also, Roy from Roy Canas podcast. Roy, he used to, you know, he's the co-host. He was co-hosting me with me before. He saw the pictures of Larry the Cable Guy. He says that, is it just me or does he look like he lost weight? Yes, he lost a lot of weight, and he looked better, fatter. Yeah, I think so too, in my opinion. And Woofer from St. Louis, he says that he looks terrible. Well, yeah, he looks terrible, so I think so too. And I think he needs to, you know, gain just a little bit more. Not sickly looking, I don't know. Then Jeffrey, one of the chasers in the Chaser show, says, lucky you, I almost didn't recognize him after all that weight loss. I wonder if he knows of the bear community. You know what? I should have chimed in. I didn't bring my recorder. I could have just interviewed him right there. But, you know.
You didn't take your recorder? What?
I didn't. No, I didn't podcast from behind the Verizon Wireless Theater. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so.
Speaking of Jeffrey, that hussy's online right now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, okay, I'll probably do a shout-out, of course, to my Mike. I'm going to see him this coming weekend. Woo-hoo! I'm excited. So I'll be partying with my friends there in
New Orleans. Mardi Gras,
New Orleans. So I'm excited. I'll be back Wednesday night, so I'll probably watch them, you know, the cops closing down on Tuesday night, down, you know, Mardi Gras is over, and all these cops on the horses driving away all the people back inside the bars. But then when they pass away, when they pass over all the horses and all the cop cars and everything, everybody goes back to the streets anyway. So
yeah,
it's still party as usual.
And then everybody needs to head over to Houston for Louis Weekend.
That's right. Guys, go to louisweekend.com to see the schedule and what's going on. And looking forward to see any of you guys. If you guys are coming, send us an email. You can email me, nard@bearpodcast.com.
RA@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah. I guess we're going to close the show, right? Okay.
Yep.
You're pretty much done. 42 minutes. Okay, so guys, if you guys have any comments, go to the website, bearpodcast.com. Leave your comments on the blog for this episode. It would be great to hear from you guys. Also, go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and subscribe via iTunes. And you can leave your comments there.
And guys, if y'all connect to me on MySpace, let me know that you're connected to me because you listen to Bear Podcast. Mm-hmm. I had somebody that connected to me the other day because I said they were just going through Bear Gear's site and hooking up with all the hot bears off of there. And I was like, well, hey, I guess that works if I'm considered a hot bear.
So. Yeah, that's Hugh Bear Dad on MySpace. Yeah, HOU Bear Dad. Okay.
Yeah. And you can always send us a letter the old snail mail way at Bear Podcast, Post Office Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347.
That's right. That's we can get snail mail through that. Awesome. Oh, but do you have Twitter? I have Twitter. Guys, if you have a Twitter, twitter.com/nard. I'm Nard on Twitter.
I don't have anything else that I need to keep up, trust me.
I know. But it's just one of those thingies.
I don't think I've updated MySpace blog in forever.
All right, so let's say goodbye to the audience. I'll catch you guys next week, okay? So bye, everyone.
Lots of licks. Talk to y'all later.
Catch you guys next week, guys. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Just a quick message, guys. I'd like to ask for your support for our softball team here in Houston. My team is called The Wave, and we play for the Montrose Softball League. We have a fundraiser and we need to raise $600 for our uniforms. Just go to bearpodcast.com/wave and you'll see the fundraiser page. It's actually cheap magazine subscriptions. You know, you can type in PC and you'll get computer magazines in the search box. You can search whatever interest you have. Or if you're into gaming, you can search for that too. So if you guys are interested in supporting my team, just go to bearpodcast.com/wave and yeah, subscribe to a magazine. Or it's a good gift item too. Thanks, everyone.